It's time to take this game into overtime. The official podcast of the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light Sports for our generation.
It is time. It is time indeed. NHL playoff, man. The one time of the year that is just so weird because you have different playoffs going on, NBA and NHL. Everything's moving really quickly, especially this weekend isn't exciting because you have baseball, draft, NBA playoffs, and the NHL. It gets really exciting really quickly. First things first, we're going to talk about the games today. Of course, we have two games going on. The Rangers and the Senators and the Penguins and the Capitals are going to be later on. The Penguins, I believe, are up 1-0 on that one.
Unfortunately.
And then you also have the Rangers, which are down 0-1.
Makes sense.
Against the Senators. Why does that make sense, CT?
The Rangers shouldn't have beat the... Well, they played well enough, so they should have beat the Canadians. But in my biased opinion, they should not have beat the Canadians. And so it makes sense that the Senators are beating them. The Senators are actually looking really good right now. At least from the playoff series against the Bruins, which... 5 out of the 6 games, I think, went to overtimes. That was a remarkable in and of itself. But they're looking pretty solid. Once the Penguins beat the Caps, which will happen.
That's not very nice. I don't appreciate that comment.
But I'm not being biased, Stanton.
Let's just be real.
Good times. Good times.
The Caps have no chance on the Penguins. So anyways, once the Penguins beat the Caps.
I don't know about all that.
I'd love to hear your argument otherwise.
Okay, we can get into that.
We can get into that.
They certainly have a chance.
Slim to none.
I hope we got to play better, but they gave the game away. I mean, giving up 2 goals to Crosby in 90 seconds cost them the game. If that hadn't happened, they would have won. That's just how it is.
Would have won?
Yeah, they would have won.
They would have made it a game.
They would have won. It would have been 2-1.
Other stuff could have happened.
Yeah, they could have scored more.
No.
Saying they don't have a chance is ridiculous. They could beat them. But not having a chance is ridiculous.
I would give them, for every 10 times the series happened, I would say 1.5, maybe 2 tops times they'd win that series.
Well, this is the 10th time, so I'll take that one.
But also the Caps are notorious for falling apart in the second round of the playoffs.
Oh, you don't gotta tell me that. Trust me, I know that. Eventually it has to change at some point.
Shut up! You don't know nothing.
I would hope it would change soon.
It took the Cubs 108 years or something like that, so...
They got past the second round, though.
Okay. Yeah, like once every 50 years.
So now that we're done with the back and forth, back to my question. Out of the games today, what are you looking forward to? Clearly, it's the Penguins and the Capitals.
I mean, let's just be honest here. This is the second year in a row this has happened, and it's ridiculous. The Caps and the Penguins should be the championship game for the Eastern Conference. The way that the NHL playoffs are set up makes
stupid.
No sense. You have the two best teams points-wise in the Eastern Conference taking on each other in the second round for the second straight year. It doesn't make sense. It draws in more money to have them in the championship game because the matchup between Ovechkin and Crosby draws money. And, I mean, I guess I haven't focused too much on the Rangers and the Senators, but that seems like a fair second-round matchup. But the Penguins and the Caps should be in the finals.
Definitely.
That's just how it is.
I completely agree.
You want to see the stars in the finals, and this is second year in a row that two of the best players are not playing against each other in the finals.
I 100% agree.
Another one in the first round was the Rangers and the Canadiens, who both were top 4 teams, probably top 5 at the worst, in the Eastern Conference. They both had over 100 points. Yet they played each other in the first round because the Canadiens were the top team on the one side. However, they got a wild card, and that wild card was ridiculously good. With the setup.
And the weirdest thing is the NHL just adjusted their playoffs like two years ago. But before it was set up like it is in the NBA, but they adjusted their conferences, and that made them adjust the playoffs, and it doesn't make sense.
You have 2 number one seeds in each conference. How is that possible?
Okay, but let's look at some of the other games, too, that are going on, because right now we have the Penguins – or the Predators and the Blues, which is a really intriguing for me, especially the way the Predators took down the Blackhawks last year, or the first round. in such an impressive fashion. To see the Blues play at the Caliber, which last playoffs,
and they played so well against the Wild last year. Yeah,
and it was exciting to watch. So I expect the Blues to just burn through all this stuff. But you see the first game, the Predators come out, boom, punch them in the mouth. Now it's tied up 1-1. What's going to exactly happen in that series? And then last night we had the Ducks and the Oilers.
That's
play,
another great
which
series.
Which is another really great series, which means I honestly am looking at it from – I understand what you guys are saying about how you wish like the Capitals and the Penguins were later on. But at this point right now, I'm looking at it and I'm saying I don't really know who's going to make it. But it's going to be exciting regardless.
The Western Conference got it right because these are two exciting matchups. The fall of the Blackhawks was probably the best thing for Western Conference hockey because now you're getting teams in there that aren't there every year. The biggest knock on the Eastern Conference, it feels like the Rangers and the Penguins are in consideration for taking the top out of the East year after year after year after year, and it gets boring to a certain point. But now you have the Ducks, the Oilers, the Blues, and the Predators.
Oilers, like what?
Yeah, exactly. The Oilers just had a top pick last year, and now they're up a 2-0 against the Ducks. So you have new teams and new faces, and that is, in a certain way, that's beneficial to the common fan because now you're learning more about these teams, and it gets you more involved for next season to see them play in the regular season after you watch them in the playoffs.
Well, and you look at Cam Talbot, the goaltender for the Oilers. I mean, he had 39 saves last night. He played phenomenal. I mean, it's really exciting, and I love this time of year because we see – there's something about NHL playoffs too because the sport is so fast-paced. Oh. You see less fights in the playoffs, of course. But what you see is
this.
But
I'm okay with that because the actual sport.
So fine because everything moves so smooth. It may, like, it's hard to follow the puck. And yeah. And it's something that my mom and I and my family, we've watched the NHL for as long as I can remember. We stayed up and listened on the radio to the Stars beat the Buffalo Sabres way back when in 99. Like, we were all in. My cousin played AAA for the Phoenix Coyotes. Like, we love hockey, but it's something that every year during this time, it's so insanely exciting. And every time I can catch a game, I will.
Because if it's a two-goal game, like, let's say hypothetically, the Oilers and Ducks, the game ended up 5-3. It's still exciting because you know in the 30-second, 20-second span, you can score two goals.
Absolutely.
And all of a sudden, you're back in overtime, where if it's a 10-point game with a minute left in the NBA, it's essentially over.
Yeah,
miracles happen, but it's essentially over, and the NHL is different.
I love watching the NHL playoffs, and they're so exciting, but even more so this year. And in my opinion, I think the NHL playoffs this year have blown the NBA playoffs out of the water.
I've
enjoyed watching them so much more.
They have for the past few years, if we're just being honest.
Right.
When you get the great goaltender matchups, those are the things that are the most exciting. When you have two stud goaltenders just playing brick wall, that's what makes the NHL playoffs so great.
And just the surprises of this year, like you have the Predators, you have the Blues taking down the Wild. That wasn't expected. The Senators were supposed to beat the Bruins, but it was still the Bruins. Those are a name that you hear every year. The Senators, you don't hear so much. The Maple Leafs, with all their rookies, put up a good fight against the Caps.
Yeah, Austin Matthews played fantastic.
The Flames against the Ducks. The Flames got swept, but they made every game interesting. There's just so many more storylines, and each series has been fun to watch, even if you don't know much about the teams.